So as you heard, the Fed, not a quarter point, the cut, the rate a half point. Our guy Sully, Brian Sullivan from CNBC, with us 1:35. Susan K. Jones continues. I want to get to a serious story in just a little bit.
Okay.
Susie again went to Target.
I did.
And got a little food. What was your food item?
It's down in the newsroom waiting for me to eat it.
What is it?
I got a Caesar salad.
Caesar salad? Very good.
They're nice.
They're nice.
And then I purchased a top The top I'm wearing, I just sort of threw on today, and I'm not particularly happy with it.
I think it looks fine.
Well, and Target, if you go to the 30 to 70% off clearance, you can always find a little darling little something for, you know, 7, 8, 9, maybe 12 bucks if you're feeling excited. But I got one for 5.
That's very good.
It'll just kind of punch a little color.
A little color. I see you wore it in here earlier. I thought it looked very nice. So 2 days ago, you joined us, and you mentioned that you were dog sitting at a house. You were mad that you didn't bring your pillow.
Yes.
You also mentioned that you were snooping everywhere, including having the prescription medicine from said friend.
I knew what it was because I'm a connoisseur of drugs.
Okay. I didn't realize drug expert, Susie Jones, drug expert is with me.
I am a prescription drug connoisseur.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I knew that a half of one of said pills would help me fall asleep.
A little Xanax or something like
that? It was not Xanax. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
Not going to tell you? Okay.
No.
What's the most surprising thing you found at this place while snooping?
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think I uncovered, I say it on the radio?
Sex toys?
Yeah. A vibrator.
Yeah, that's fine. People have them.
They do.
By the way, they should.
I think everybody should. I have several.
Yeah. Good. Sex is great. Sex is good for your health. Sex is good
for your body, right? When you have that reaction.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, orgasms are.
I mean, by yourself?
Properly rated. Yeah. Well, by yourself, with one other person, multiple people. As long as nobody's forcing anything, whatever works for you.
We're going down a very dangerous road here, I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah. Would you? Okay. You said you've snooped.
Oh, yes.
You're willing. Are you willing? Is that a line you can't go? Would you use somebody else's sex toy?
No. I think that's a pretty solid line.
I think that's one.
It's a little bit like toothbrushes. I mean, there's certain things. That's another great one for our listening audience.
Okay. If you had to use one, a toothbrush or a sex toy while you're staying at someone's house, which way would you go?
Oh, my God. I love that question.
And you have no choice. You will vanish from the planet, but you have to use one, the toothbrush or the sex toy.
Yeah.
Where are you going? 651-461-9226.
How we stumble down these various winding roads is absolutely beyond me.
I had a friend of mine years ago.
Who had a sex toy.
Yes. And she called me and said, and we didn't live too far from it. She said, you have to go to my house right now. I'm like, why? She's like, I left.
Said item.
I left a friend of mine.
Bob.
On the bed. I go, fine. And she explained. I go, okay. And I go, what's the problem? I have my cleaning ladies coming today. And I have this relationship with them. And I think they would be very alarmed.
Did you?
I did, but I called her and said I couldn't get in. And they said the clean leaves were there and they seemed alarmed. She's like, did they? I go, no, I'm kidding.
I got it. You're nice.
I put it under bed.
That is funny.
Okay, now an abrupt switch. I want to play you a soundbite from yesterday from the governor of Arkansas.
Okay.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former press secretary for Donald John Trump. First term governor of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. She's at an event with the former president. They would have a bit of a Q&A, but she would talk first, and she was talking about how much she loves her kids.
Her kids.
And, how important her kids are to her, and also when she's feeling herself a little bit, that the kids bring her back. And at the end, she makes this comment about humility and brings in, I repeat The individual's name is Kamala Harris. But you'll hear the whole soundbite, and you'll hear how she pronounces the name also.
Okay.
So my kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble.
What a repugnant, insulting comment. Because it's about the kids. It isn't about immigration. It's not about the economy. It's not about policy positions. She does this lead up about her kids and how important they are. And then calls out, she's not Kamala. So again, you are completely allowed to disagree with the vice president, vote for Donald Trump, believe in Donald Trump 100%. And also, you're allowed to mispronounce a word, right? It happens. But the attempts by diehard MAGA supporters to intentionally call her Kamala, geez, with what overtones? I can't imagine what overtones we're doing there. So that's disgusting enough. But to act that way, I think is pathetic to me. I really do. It just infuriates me because I've talked to Jamie Yuccas on this show many times about this stuff. I've talked to other female friends of mine who either chose to not have kids, could not have kids, and the scorn they will get from some people. When, by the way, my life is immeasurably better because of my three children. And also, when I was so close to Jen's two kids, Christian Hawken, and also Mikey is still such an important part of my life, okay? So I can't imagine. But you know what? I have plenty of friends who don't have kids. You know what? They have great lives. They have great lives. And maybe they chose, or maybe they didn't and they wanted to have kids. And by the way, Kamala Harris is a stepmother to multiple kids, and those kids rave about her. So that bugged the bleep out of me. And it's not about, I agree with Harris on position after position, because I don't. Mm. I don't. But in continued to keep calling her Kamala. And then she doesn't have kids like I do, or like all of you do. As a mother, how do you take that?
Well, obviously it's offensive, 100%. And unnecessary. I mean, yes. As you say,
right.
She could have, like, she had the crowd. I mean, it is a humbling experience to be a mom. They're exhausting.
Yeah.
You want to tear your hair out half the time when your kids are, especially over the younger years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're spilling
as a
things.
Dad also, if you're involved, it's
grind.
It is an incredible grind.
I have to tell you aside, my son now has a son.
Yep.
And I said, do you love being a dad? And he said, I don't know if I'd go to love right now because he's 2 months old and all we do is we're up all night.
Yeah.
So to take a shot at somebody who chooses to or for whatever reason didn't have children, I think is horrific. Because so many, like my daughter has told me she's not going to have kids. She said that I might be a grandma with her, but it would be a pre-owned child.
Pre-owned.
That's what she called it.
Yeah, pre-owned.
Anyway, the point is,
some of us might call that adoption.
Yeah. But the point is that,
to go to that level.
Yeah. Unnecessary. And it's ugly. Let's play, you know, that's the problem. The whole flipping electoral, the whole scene right now is just ugly.
Ugly in a lot of ways. Thank you, Susan.
Yes.
I know you got to go cover the protest.
There's a protest at the U.
So Laura's going to give us a 2 o'clock,
yes,
2 o'clock update. What do you want to say about this part? Because ugly and pathetic is insulting is what comes to mind. Do you want to defend it? You want to take the opposite position? You certainly can. And again, I don't want to hear that you disagree with Harris, because that's not what we're talking about. There is ample opportunity to disagree with the vice president on issue after issue after issue. Own it. You get it. But to mock her, to belittle her, because she didn't have a biological child. I don't even know if she's ever spoken out about that. If she made the decision to not have a child, fine. Nothing wrong with it. If she couldn't do it and wanted to have a kid, that's terrible. It's awful. Plenty of people I know in my life face that. It can be incredibly hard on relationships. It can be hard on your wallet, you know, with IVF and how expensive it is. But to, and by the way, all the individuals are booing her over that. Awful. That's what I'm saying. I think it all was awful, and Susie using the word ugly. I agree with 1,000%. What do you want to say about this? You want to agree? You want to add nuance? Or do you want to go at me on this one? That's fine. We take calls and texts on the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226. Tell me your thoughts. We'll read them and hear from you when we come back. Hey, I think the bumper music didn't play, so we're going to jump in right here. That's not a problem. By the way, good correction. It was a – let me go back to the bear. Black bear, not a brown bear. Black bear, not a brown bear. My mistake. No, Chris, turn it off. That's fine. We're good. We're good. All right, let's get to the – let's just play the Sarah Huckabee Sanders soundbite once again for people just chiming in. She's talking for a while about the importance of her children. I believe her. You know, I have no problem with that. If she wants to talk about her kids, bravo, not a problem at all. And also talked about how they keep her in her place, even when she, you know, hey, I'm the governor, you know, and talks about humbling for a little bit, and then offered up this soundbite as a comparison with Kamala Harris.
So my kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble.
They should be booing for how insulting that comment is. But you already have J.D. Vance and the childless cat lady comments. And now this, as if any woman in this country is not the same unless she has kids. And as I said, I thought my life was pretty good until Hunter was born, April 5th, 1995. And man, kids are tough and they are humbling. But I can't imagine a second of my life without them. However, if you don't have kids, your choice, or you didn't have the chance, you still could lead an amazing life, the life you always wanted to live. And so to insult someone when there's all sorts of policy differences you can and should make, but you're going to go to that card and then we're going to have the rhetoric conversation, give me a bleeping break. I think it's awful. And as Susie said, the word I would use is ugly. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. It's absolutely nobody's business either way. Another text. It's right out of Project 2025. They want everyone to be heterosexual and married with children. Women maliciously slamming other women who don't fit exactly in the box they want. They usually do it behind their back. This was just public. Thanks for calling it out. It's almost as if Republicans are doing everything possible to lose the election, starting with the VP pick. I don't have kids or cats. It's nobody's business. It just demonstrates the fact that these people have nothing of substance to say. I think they have plenty of areas where they can make points on the economy, on immigration, on other areas where there are a lot of people, including independents, who look back at significant parts of the Trump administration and liked it. I'm on record. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I don't think he's qualified for the job. I think he demonstrates that on a regular basis. I'm also on record that the 2019 candidate, Harris, was well left for me politically, well left. I still don't think she's provided good answers on why she morphed these positions. If you missed it, on Friday, she did an interview with the Pennsylvania local station. she wasn't very good at all, in my opinion. When the anchor or reporter, I think it was the local anchor, was asking valid questions, she just kept saying what she's already said publicly on separating from Joe Biden and more about your economic proposal. The exact same thing she said before, and she hasn't said a lot because she just jumped in the race in late July. So lay out more positions. Go at Harris for the lack of depth. Go at Harris for the flip-flopping. Go at Walls for what happened with the George Floyd riots. But going at her because she doesn't have biological children? Gross. Chad, it's ugly and rude and a terrible example to her kids, who she supposedly cares about. I'm not going to say in any way she doesn't care about our kids. I'm not going there. Just reading a text here. We can disagree with others and still be respectful and stick to common sense boundaries. Very unchristian thing to say. When do people stop being human beings? Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's not just this religion. There are others where you talk about kindness and respecting differences, and that's a huge part of who you are. And then belittling someone who doesn't have children, that's really the way you want to go. Let's not forget that Trump continues to intentionally mispronounce Harris's name also. Yep. As someone who can't have children, it's like having to grieve that all over again. Let's see. There was more down here. So somebody said, Harris and Waltz, scumbags. So I come back. So you're okay with this comment? Person said yes. Didn't give me more. Just said yes. If it was someone I 100% believed in as a great friend, as a partner, I would call them out if they said something like this. If it was a politician, I would call them out and maybe not vote for them. I find this comment so beyond the bounds of criticism. But for a lot of people in this country, it doesn't matter. You're in your echo chamber. You just keep seeking out information that affirms what you think you already know, and you'll never criticize your own team and constantly criticize the others, and we're worse because of that.